Okay, let's get into God's word, shall we? You may have seen this that is on here today. In God, we trust. In God, we trust. Somebody may be looking at this and thinking, hang on a minute, we bought you that. Don't worry, it is coming back home because it's from my living room. So the person that did buy it is, don't worry, it's not staying there, it's coming back home. We like it. In God we trust. Yeah, it does look good there, doesn't it? And that's what I want to bring this morning. The title, if you want a title for a sermon, is Trust in God. Trust in God. You may wonder, how is that possible? With everything that's going on politically, everything that's going on in some of your countries and nations, the world is in a mess, isn't it? Yeah. But God calls us to trust in Him. And we're going to explore that. The first song that we sang this morning there, we've been learning in the worship team. As you know, when we sing a song in the worship team, I like the whole worship team to know the foundation of the song. Why are we singing this song? Where's the scriptural backing of that song? And the song, the words said, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. Oh, but I'm going to trust in the name of the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Where's that from? Psalm 20, very good. Psalm 20. And Psalm 20, when you look at Psalm 20, this is a psalm of David. So David wrote this psalm. And what he's doing here, as you look into this, and biblical scholars have encouraged this, that Psalm 20 is the prayer request. Psalm 21 is the answer to that prayer. And we're going to quickly go through it, because what I want to bring out is that it is okay. The first point is, it's okay to ask people to pray for you. It's okay to tell people what you need prayer for. So here, David's writing a prayer and he's wanting the people to pray it for him. He wants blessing. He wants to be able to prosper in the things that he's doing as a king of the nations. So verse 1 says, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. So he's saying, God, I need you to help me when I'm in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Just that one line is often a line that people can use and say, God, I want all my plans to succeed. Can I just say, it's very dangerous to just take that line and just apply it to the things that you're doing if it's not according to God's will. So this is the prayer request. This is David saying, may God give me the desires of my heart and make all my plans succeed. More the according to God's will. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and lift up our banner in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. So that's the kind of prayer request. Now he kind of balances it and say, some trust in chariots and horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord. Why is he saying chariots and horses? Well, it was a status symbol, weren't it? It was a status to say, I am big and powerful. I have all these chariots. I have all these horses. I am doing good for myself. Don't try and conquer me because I have more horses than you do. I have more chariots. I have more of an army than you do. But then he says, but we will trust in the name of the Lord, our God. They're brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. And now in Psalm 21, it says, O Lord, the king rejoices in your strength. Not in the strength I have. The king rejoices in the strength that God has given us. How great is his joy in the victories you give. Again, pointing to God. You have granted him the desire of his heart and have not withheld the request of his lips. How amazing is that? God, he has prayed. He has requested before God, but acknowledged, actually, I have all this stuff, but I'm going to trust in God. And we have to do the same. He prayed, the prayer was answered. You have granted him the desire of his heart. So we know it was about status. How do we compare that to today? Well, is it about the stuff that you've got at home? Is it about the big house you've got? Is it about the flash clothes that you've got? Is it about the big car? Is it about the amount of money in your bank account? In more contemporary terms, it would be, the verse would be rendered something like, some trust in their armed forces and nuclear weapons, but we trust in the name of the Lord. And again, because what we're seeing in the world, we know that some are saying that. We trust in our armies. We trust in our armed forces. We trust in the bombs that we've got hidden that you don't know about. We trust in the drones. We trust in all this kind of stuff. But we need to be able to say, but we trust in the name of the Lord. In one of my daily devotions, it said this, and this is after I'd kind of picked what God had told me to speak on. And it says, who God is, what he has done, and what he has promised to do have been fully documented. So we are faced with the challenge of deciding whether he is worthy of ongoing trust and whether we will choose to trust him. Notice the word choose. It comes down to a matter of choice in the end. The early generations of the Israelites refused to trust the Lord their God. Now the later generation were being given their chance to choose or refuse. We have the same opportunity every day of our lives. We either choose to trust or refuse to trust. I'll say that again. We either choose to trust or we refuse to trust. And the result? Living in a land of promise or wandering in the wilderness. It's a choice we have. In my email I send out, and apologies for those visiting, you won't have got that, but for our church people, I sent in the email three questions for you to ponder. How many of you know what those questions are? This will be checking, see if anybody's even read my email, won't it? Hey, can I even get one hand up? Anybody read my email? I'm getting a few nods. Three questions I asked. Do you find it easy to trust people? Have you been let down when you have put your trust in them? And has this affected how you trust in God? See, trust is a very delicate thing, isn't it? It seems to disappear overnight if somebody does something to you. You can have a lifelong relationship with somebody, but if that person does one thing, trust has gone. Also in the song that we sang, they led to Psalm 121, where it says, I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So if we know that our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who speaks and things are created, the one who nothing is impossible for, then do we still struggle to trust in him and what he says in his word? I don't know about you, but I get quite frustrated. It really does test my the fruits, gentleness, patience, self-control, when I get those scam calls. You know the phone calls you get? Hello? Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I believe you've been involved in an accident that wasn't your fault. No. Yeah. We've heard. Or you may get, you're due for a free upgrade on your mobile contract. We've got an amazing deal for you. And then they say the phone contract, it's not even your contract. I had a lovely conversation. Well, I say a lovely conversation. I don't know, and this is a tip for you if you do get these calls. They are trained that they can't put the phone down on you. You're supposed to put the phone down on them. Tell them about Jesus. I am telling you, I spent 15 minutes with this guy only a few days ago. I went through everything. I told him about repentance and faith. I told him about his sins. I told him about everything. Honestly. They are trained not to put the phone down. They will keep going round. They have a script that they have to follow, and they keep going round circles. Oh, but yeah, what about this really good offer? Yeah. Do you know that you have to give an account to God on Judgment Day for the things you've done wrong? Tell him this. Honestly, it's like, whoa, what's going on here? Because so many people just slam the phone down. It's a beautiful opportunity to tell them about Jesus Christ. Do me a favor, don't tell them that Jesus loves them. Because it's one of the things that I think we get so wrong, because it makes no sense to people that are committing sin. It makes no sense whatsoever. It is not scriptural either to just go and tell people that Jesus loves them. Yeah, you can get to that, but you have to bring about a knowledge of sin before you can give the cure, which is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Do you know, I was really concerned on the Age UK website. It says, be aware of fake calls from people personating police officers. They will give a police station, they will give a name, they will even give a police ID number and claim that you have been victim to serious fraud on your bank account. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. Jeremiah tells us who we should trust. You see, when we trust in man, when we trust in woman, they can let us down. And they often do. I've done it as well. And I'm sorry if you've put trust in me. We'll just have the first slide up. Jeremiah 17:5 says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. This is what the Lord says. You put your trust in man, he will let you down. Now Jeremiah continues, and as far as this goes, if you put the next one up, please. I want you to see a comparison. So he says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the man who trusts, cursed is one who trusts in man. What does it say for the next bit? But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. You put that as a comparison next to each other, You get somebody trusting in man, somebody trusting in God. The next bit says, who depends on flesh for his strength, and those and whose heart turn away from the Lord. Our confidence is in God. Our confidence, when you put your trust in the Lord, our confidence is in him. He will be like a bush in the land, in the wasteland. He will not see prosperity when it comes. But yet the comparison says, he will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the streams. How amazing is that? You see the comparison? And then he says, he will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. It does not fear when the heat of life comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. You see, when circumstances come, when things happen around you, if you are trusting in man, as this bit says on the screen, then yeah, you will be dry. You will be parched. You won't be bearing fruit. You won't have green leaves. You won't have any fruit. But if you trust in God, as this list says, it says you'll already be planted by the stream, a constant source of nourishment that is coming from God Almighty. Because you know that your source of strength is God, so you put your trust in him. When it does get hot, when it does get as if you're in a desert land, it doesn't matter because your source is in God. Your roots are deep in him. And when the storms come, when I was reading that, he depends on the flesh, the first bit, and whose heart turns away from God, he will be like a bush in the wastelands. Some of you Africans may have seen it. I don't think I've ever seen it, but an actual tumbleweed rolling down the... I just think, is that what you want to be? A tumbleweed that's rolling down the field? Or do you want to be the beautiful, lush tree that is bearing fruit even in the year of drought? You're still bearing fruit. Hallelujah. So if I asked you the question, do you trust me? That's okay, thank you for the screen. Do you trust me? Now I know that some of you are thinking, well, yeah. I would hope some of you would say, yeah. Some of you would say, I think so. Some of you would say, no. No. Because I don't really know you. You may be one of the visitors. You don't really know me. Some of you may say, absolutely not, no, not ever. Because of my title, pastor. Because so much damage has been done because of names. So if you equate your trusting of me on what has happened to you in the past by somebody else, then that's something that God needs to work with you over. Because everybody is different. And I hope that many of you will be able to say, yes, we trust in you. Because you know me, you've spent time with me. We've talked, we've chatted, we've walked, we've done things together, we've had a coffee together. And you know you can trust me. Well, do we equate our trust with people as our trust with God? I hope that those of you who do struggle to trust because of things that have happened in the past, I hope and pray that that changes over time. because I know it really can damage. And if you do need prayer over that, we have got a team of people who would love to spend time with you, praying over you. See, Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? You see, again, whether you trust me or not, God is a God of his word. I have proved that time and time and time again. And I know many of you will be able to say that God has proved himself time and time and time again. That he will not leave you. He will not forsake you. That he will walk with you. So if maybe it's because you don't know God, you don't know Jesus, then I would encourage you to get to know who Jesus is, to put your trust in him. Jesus' very own words in John 14:1 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Jesus' very words. Trust in me. A few more scriptures. Praise, 1 Kings 8:56. Praise be to the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. Not one of them has failed. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about everything. About anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, as in trust in God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I'm not saying it's easy to trust, but the alternative is a bit grim. In America, this statement is printed on their money. In God, we trust. I want to say, what is printed on your heart? What is printed on your heart? Can you say, I will trust in the Lord? Proverbs 3:6 says, trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Do you know, when you're going through things and you say to yourself, do you know, I just don't understand why this is happening. Perfect. You're in the right place. Yeah, but you just don't understand. It shouldn't be going like this. Perfect. You're in the perfect place. Why? Because scripture says, don't lean on your own understanding. I don't get it. I don't know why this is happening. You're in a great place. Because you're just in his hands. You're just in his arms. And he's saying, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try and understand it. Trust in me. Trust in God. In all your ways, acknowledge God. And he will make your path straight. Again, a promise. We've already seen that God fulfills every promise. How do you trust somebody that you don't know? You get to know them. You get to know them. How do you trust what I'm saying is true? Check it out. Go home. Get your Bible. Look at the scriptures that I brought out. Double check. Can you trust in God? Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we acknowledge that you are awesome. Lord, we think, who am I? What is man that you are mindful of us? God, that you consider the things that we do. But Lord, I pray that we will love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That you will be glorified in our lives. If there are elements in our lives, areas where we are not putting our trust in you, then Lord, will you highlight this to us? Holy Spirit, maybe you've done this already this morning, and people are thinking over these things. The people that maybe have hurt them in the past. Well, God, I come to you, the God who heals. Again, a promise of yours. And Lord, I trust in your promise. So God, I ask that you will bring about healing. You'll bring about healing in people's lives who have maybe struggled with trusting people, and then struggled trusting you and your word. So Lord, we ask for your anointing upon each of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God.